This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Some Colorado lawmakers want to increase price transparency on apps like Lyft and Uber Eats. A new bill would require rideshare and food delivery companies to display that information for both the driver and customer. Democratic State Representative Stephanie Vigil is a main sponsor. She's also a food delivery driver.
The information here is the most powerful piece. And if the app company gets to have it and they get to hide it from us as they see fit, then we have a problem, consumers and workers alike.
The bill is awaiting an initial hearing. It's expected to get pushback from tech companies. Two major Colorado health systems say they're removing universal mask requirements. Here's CPR's John Daly.
UC Health and Denver Health announced the lifting of those requirements starting Wednesday. Denver Health says the move is aligned with other large healthcare institutions in the region. Patients, visitors, and staff with respiratory symptoms like a cough or runny nose, and staff members who are unvaccinated against COVID-19 are still required to wear masks for infection prevention in Denver Health facilities. UC Health cited substantial decreases in COVID-19 and influenza cases as guiding its thinking. Both systems say people are welcome to continue wearing masks in their facilities if they prefer. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado Symphony has a new chief executive. Mark Cantrell previously served as CEO of the Florida Orchestra. He's directed others in Wisconsin and Massachusetts. Mountain snow continues today and through much of the rest of the week along the Front Range and around Colorado Springs. It's windy, dusty in areas around the springs, and snow on the way tomorrow. Front Range highs will be close to 50 today. It's going to be cooler on Wednesday. Grand Junction could see more snow today and highs in the 40s, Montrose 38, and again cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.